Hello and welcome to the Friday, January 15th, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Augusta, Georgia. We got an update on the latest version, how CryptoWall is spreading this week from Pratt. The Angler and Neutrino exploit kits are still the predominant ways how CryptoWall is being introduced into users' systems. The original hook here that gets people on the way to the malware is an email that claims to contain a resume as an attachment. Of course, we have seen these fake resume emails for a while now, but I guess they still work, and Pratt is sharing with you here the latest indicators of compromise. And OpenSSH today released a new update of its SSH client, version 7.1, patch level 2. It fixes a problem that was introduced in version 5.4. Version 5.4 did introduce a new feature called roaming. Now, the intent of this feature is that if your SSH connection to a server that also supports roaming gets disrupted, you can sort of seamlessly reestablish that connection again. The problem is, first of all, no current server implements that feature, so the feature itself is somewhat useless. The second issue is that if you happen to connect to a malicious SSH server, this malicious SSH server would be able to retrieve your secret keys, which of course then could be used to log in instead of you. Now, the impact here is of course somewhat limited, given that you have to connect to a malicious SSH server. However, there's a quick workaround. If you don't want to update right now, you can just turn off this feature in your SSH configuration. That's probably a sane and safe thing to do, given that the feature isn't really used yet. Otherwise, just apply your vendor's SSH patch. And then we got an interesting, even though somewhat limited in impact, vulnerability in FFmpeg that has not been patched yet. FFmpeg is a very popular video processing library that is used widely on Linux, but also can be found on Windows as well as, of course, on OS X. Now, this library is often used, for example, to convert videos. It can also be used to stream videos. The problem here is that if a user plays a malicious file using the vulnerable version of FFmpeg can actually be tricked into essentially streaming arbitrary files from the system to a predefined destination. This can then, of course, be used to steal files. It cannot be used to execute code, however. There is at this point no patch for it. However, you can recompile FFmpeg with the network feature disabled if this is an option for you. With the final standard for HTTP 2 now being public and all finalized, it's no surprise that we start seeing some uptick in the adoption of this relatively new protocol. The Yahoo Pentest team now looked closer at implementations of this protocol. In order to assist with this, they did actually come up with an HTTP 2 fuzzer. They used it against a number of implementations and, well, no surprise here, they found a number of bugs. Two bugs in the Apache traffic server. This is not the Apache web server. This is sort of an another Apache project. These bugs can lead to arbitrary code execution, then two bugs in Firefox's HTTP 2 implementation, and another four bugs in the Node HTTP 2 implementation. If you've ever looked at it, HTTP 2 is certainly a quite complex protocol, and as this blog post by the Yahoo Pentest team points out, it offers quite a large attack surface. So I would expect that this is really just sort of the top of the iceberg here. You certainly should consider carefully implementing HTTP 2. Currently, the business case is a little bit limited for HTTP 2. You will save some bandwidth. You may gain some processing speed, some response speed. But whether that's worth the added risk, that's something you have to figure out for yourself. Well, and that's it for today. Sorry, by the way, for publishing yesterday's podcast a bit late. You may actually see as a result two Friday podcasts out there, just because by the time I published the Thursday one, it already got labeled as Friday. Thanks, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.